You know, Jackie, kalokohan lang naman yung mga trust fall na yan eh. Like, I don't believe that it does anything to help me feel better about my office mates.
Well, yeah, that's warranted, I guess, based on your own experience. But there can be some activities like a trust fall where they would be meaningful and helpful to some teams. We've seen some of that.
Kailangan mo ba ng mas makabuluhang chismisan sa pantry? Listen to more conversations about work, both hot takes and thoughtful takes, with me, Carl Javier, and Jackie Caniza on The Imaginable Workplace. Check it out on Spotify and wherever else you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Last week on April 22, 2024, ultramarathoner Julie Oichat conquered the Saharan Desert. In the Marathon des Sables, the legendary race, the Phil Amners ran 250 kilometers of rugged terrain over 6 days. That's pretty much running a marathon every day. And she did it while carrying a 25-pound backpack. And the extra sauce on that, Julie is in her 50s. She finished 6th out of 70 women in the 50 to 59 years old age category and 283rd out of all 800 participants.
It's not just all about physical training. It's, like you said, mental training, emotionally and spiritually. Because I believe the four areas have to really work hand in hand. You can't just do one without the other.
Willpower and discipline are incredible things. Pero, teka-teka, how can we cultivate that in our own daily lives? Julie says one of her secrets to a strong mindset is keeping a daily journal. I'm Siege Tantenko Malolos of the Go Hard Girls podcast, sharing a story from our 2023 interview with the amazing Pinay runner.
I do gratefulness journaling. It helped me so much. Because that alone time I have for myself every morning helps set me up mentally to go through my day. And that's the time I take for myself. When I meditate, that's the time I talk to my inner self. Am I on track with my goal? Am I showing up to be a better person, not just, you know, at home, but at work, with the people I interact with, strangers and stuff like that. So it helps, keeps me inspired every day when I do those things. And then I do gratefulness journaling too. And what I love about it is I focus on three things you're grateful for every morning when you wake up.
I hear you. I do a gratitude journal too. I started journaling during the pandemic because I felt like during 2020, when at the height of the pandemic, I felt like I was going stir crazy at home. So I just had a notebook and then I started, and I haven't stopped. It's been a great practice, like you said, for, you know, becoming more home with your thoughts and knowing yourself more and getting yourself in a good mind space. Definitely.
Doesn't have to be anything big. Just the fact you woke up, you're not in pain, or, you know, whatever it is that you're grateful for. And if you really start focusing your mind into looking at what's positive around you, it's amazing. It's amazing, like, how it helps your mindset. And that mindset, that strong positive mindset I developed through training, helped me during the race. No doubt about it. Because when everybody else, I feel like we're getting cranky and tired towards the end of training, because I've seen it. Some of them were yelling at the flight attendant and stuff. I was like, whoa. But I was like smiling. I was like happy. I'm just like lucky to even be here, you know, that I'm healthy and I'm going to race again in a couple of hours here, you know. So just having that mindset, I feel like it's super helpful to be grateful. Have a grateful heart in whatever you have. Just find things to be grateful for, because it just helps with how you deal with life and your day-to-day, things like that.
So would you try journaling? Loads of athletes practice journaling, like Serena Williams, who keeps a Wimbledon journal, and our very own Cam Rodriguez of the Filipinas, our national football team. Even Olympians do it. So give it a go. No matter what field you're in, processing the ups and downs of our careers helps us create meaning in whatever we do. If you want to hear more inspiring stories from Pinay athletes, check out Go Hard Girls on your podcast app, where you'll hear how Julie ran 7 marathons in 7 continents in 7 days. Yep, including Antarctica. This bonus episode was hosted and produced by me, Siege Tantenko, and edited by Freddy Blanco, with editorial guidance from Jill Caro and Carl Javier. Teka Teka is a Puma Podcast production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.